When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And I have to say that I'm rather delighted to look out the window and tell you that we kind of have a mixed bag of weather this morning here in the great Pacific Northwest. I was concerned that I was going to have to say that it was a crummy, rainy day, because I have to tell you, it was raining like crazy to beat the band up in my neck of the woods when I left to drive into the studio this morning. But it stopped about halfway here, and I look west, of course, from the Factoria area of Bellevue towards Seattle, and there's actually some blue sky. There's actually some sunshine. There are some ominous gray clouds out there, but we can see downtown Seattle, and we can see the Olympics, and like Mike said a moment ago, there's ominous new snow over there. So you know that in the studio with me, of course, is Animal World's production engineer. Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here. I'm re-energized because I was at the temple last night for a beautiful oratorio, which is kind of a musical story sort of thing. I didn't really know that until I went to it, but absolutely beautiful. The Ananda Choir from Seattle, but as well as from folks came up from Portland, and like a 45 to 60 person choir and musical instruments in the temple, which is acoustically outstanding.
Nice.
And it was really, really lovely. Really lovely. So I'm not feeling so bad that I can't be at the temple on Palm Sunday, because I had a wonderful, wonderful experience last evening. And now before we get to chatting too far and forget that we do have the other studio is occupied today with Animal World's, I guess she gets the number one call screener position.
I think so, at least certainly today.
Yeah. And last week.
Number one.
That would be Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey,
it's great to be here.
Oh, good.
Nice.
And she kind of uplifts us.
Aww.
Because she's so glad to be here.
A great addition to the group here.
Yeah.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
I'm really glad you're here.
I bet you're really glad you're here.
My motives are selfish.
Well, of course, because when a call screener isn't here, it means that not only do you have to do your own job, which is complicated enough with all those bells and whistles, and well, and how many you have? At least 1, 2, 3, 4 computer screens, or have you got more than that over there?
No, I got 4.
You got four.
Yeah.
And then you got all that electronical
stuff. Lots of buttons and sliders and dials and
good stuff in front of you. And you're responsible for all of that stuff. But then when you throw in having to answer the phone as well, that makes for an extra busy time.
Yeah.
And of course, if the phone rings while we're actually on the air, then he can't answer it in the studio, or you'd hear him saying, "Hello, this is Animal World," you know. And so he has to go in the other studio So we should just tell you that if forever, if Kathy gets hung up or busy or something, or when we don't have a call screener here, you got to cut Mike a break because he doesn't have time to chit-chat. When he picks up the phone, it's like, get to the business.
It's serious business.
It's serious business. And so he would not mean to be curt or rude or short with you, but he doesn't have time to mess around. And
rock and roll, live radio, that's why we love it.
Yeah, and if the phone rings during a break, well, that mic is controlling all of that that happens. You know, it's not like there's some magical force that takes care of all of this. There are lots of computers around here, but they require human.
We've become a highly honed machine here on Animal World.
Oh, yeah. We do live radio like nobody else.
And the fun part is when we do make a mistake, which happens occasionally, we have so much fun with it.
Well,
right?
we just tell the truth and let you know what's going on. And besides, we have an Animal World rule around here. If you're part of the Animal World family and you are not here, something goes wrong. It's your fault. And, of course, we have somebody to blame these days because we have call screener number two, Ashi. As you know, I didn't introduce her. She's not in the studio. And, unfortunately, she's still having some physical problems, and her car is still not working reliably. So even though she could have come in this morning, I said, you know, Kathy's there, so you stay home, get yourself healthy, and so she's listening. So hi, Ashi.
Hi,
yeah.
Ashi.
And, Ashi, we hope you're doing better, and we wish you the best.
Yeah.
And welcome your return.
And remember,
yes,
everything's your fault. But we love you. So it's kind of nice when someone, you know, is not here to take the blame.
We could also always have a phantom person. You know, I mean, we were kind of beaten up on Gary for a while.
We still blame Gary, but, you know, it's kind of like well, it was a little
I think we should get Gary to call in sometime, assuming that he gets up early on Sunday mornings anymore.
Well,
and,
he has two kids below 5 years of age. You know, don't they? I don't think you have any choice. You know, that's where the Red Robin comes from. You know where
that
story. Because my brother and I used to use it to wake my parents up at the crack of dawn on the weekends. We'd play it on my little, you know, those little. It was a colored record. It was like yellow, little 45 on a. And we'd sit in the dining room, which was right under my parents' bedroom. Play it over and over and over as loud as we could play it until they finally gave up and got up.
And, of course, now when you say 45, you might have to explain that to some of our listeners,
It was an actual record.
Yeah, vinyl.
Vinyl, yeah.
Goes around and around and around.
And not an LP,
music.
Not a big one, a 33 and a third.
Little one.
It was a little 45. And that means that, you know, it had a big hole in the middle and you had to put one of those little plastic doohickeys
things.
In the middle.
Right.
So we all understand that. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, he has to be up early because he's got little kids.
We should get him to call in and we can go over, we could have like a Gary year in review where we could go over all the stuff that we've blamed him for. Then we can make up some stuff along the way.
Yeah, and we could tell him how amazing it is that now that he's not here. The Cougar fight song is just not in the system.
It disappeared. That's the darndest thing.
But the Huskies just happens to be there now.
How did that happen?
Anytime we need it. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. We could. He could, you know, we'd have to be careful, though, because he could hang up.
if we played the Husky fight song and he was
hang
on,
up, wouldn't he?
We'd probably have to call him back.
And then he probably wouldn't answer.
Oh, right. No, we can't do that, because then I'd have to be in charge of that
one. Oh, that's true.
The phone
calls,
you know.
That's true. That's true.
I don't want to meet up with him in a dark
alley. Well, he's really quite wonderful, but, you know, in all those years, in 8 years.
Long time.
Yeah.
Just not in the system, Martha. Just can't find it. Oh, well. It's, you know, it was a blessing in disguise in a way, at least because Mike happens to. Well, didn't you say that your blood runs purple and gold?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're like.
I'm an alum. My kids are alums.
Well, me too. Grew up next to the stadium, so. Yeah, you're part of the. We're all Huskies here. Kathy, you're a Husky too, right?
My daughter is. She's an alum,
all right,
too.
So you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
By parental.
That's right.
Whatever.
If you write the checks, you're in.
You're a Husky. Yeah.
Ashley, I'm not going anywhere with that one, okay?
Let's just say that she's a Husky.
There you go.
There we go. So, you know, how cool is that?
Yeah.
I have always had competition in all the years of being here.
Well, and here at the station, part of the Sandusky Group, There are a lot of cougs. Nothing wrong with that. Just saying that there are a lot of cougs. And I don't know what the ratio is, but I wouldn't be surprised if it were 6-1.
Wow. Well, and my family, of course, and because we grew up right next to Husky Stadium, and I've told the stories of being at the games, you know, before we could practically talk or walk. But my brother grew up, and then just go figure, he went over to Pullman, and he became a Cougar. So now I have Cougars in my family.
And again, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm. No.
Cats and dogs can get along.
However, what I find, though, is that they have an attitude problem. Because I, as a Husky, and all the other Huskies I've known, that if the Huskies weren't playing, we root for the Cougars because we're all from the same state.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You won't ever find a Cougar rooting for the Huskies, even if the Cougars aren't playing. That would be the problem. So what's up with them?
You're generalizing, but you're right.
Yeah, I am generalizing, but that's just been my experience.
It's true, and I think part of it is the rivalry. The in-state rivalry is still good.
They just can't let it go, because we just beat the crap out of most of the time.
But Washington's biggest rivalry, not that Washington State is not a rivalry, but Washington's biggest rivalry is now Oregon.
And that's true. And Oregon used to just be horrible.
Yeah, yeah. And Husky fans, as a rule, generally speaking, do not care much for Oregon. In fact, the bumper sticker is my two favorite teams are the Huskies and anybody who's playing Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And the rivalry has become very bitter.
Yeah. Well, because they were never good when I was young. It was the Southern California teams that we always had to be concerned about. Well, how did we get on that?
I don't know. We got off on a tangent.
We did.
What else is going on?
Gary's fault. That's what it was.
That's Gary's fault. Come on, Gary, call in. I double dog dare you.
Okay. Does anybody know what day it is?
Well, we know it's Sunday.
Yeah.
And, we just clicked over on a new month.
It is the first Sunday of April.
That's right.
It also happens to be the first day of April.
You are correct.
So that means it's April Fool's Day.
It is.
And you guys are lucky, because I wanted to do April Fool's on you guys, but I couldn't get anybody else here to go along with it. They're all poopy heads.
We were brainstorming. Yeah. We just couldn't come up with anything good.
No, you flat out I had an idea. I mean, how often do I get to do a show on April Fool's Day?
Not very often.
But Mike couldn't get into it, and he was the primary part of it, so.
No, wait a second. Wait a second. I don't know about that. I thought, and I just couldn't come up with anything good.
I had a perfectly good idea, and you didn't want to get into it.
Okay, so let's go with it.
We can't now.
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose you're right.
Too late.
Okay.
However.
Next time.
Well, yeah, next time. How many years is it going to be till April?
I'm going to look
Fools
it up.
Fools falls on a Sunday again?
I'm going to look it up here in a little bit.
Because I don't ever remember doing a show, and it's been like about 17, 18 years. I'm not sure how long, but I don't ever remember doing a show on April Fool's Day. Now, see, he's at the computer now. He'll figure out a way to find out when it'll happen again. But I did find a way to use April Fool's today, and that would be, you know, every week we do, until we don't, but as right now, every week, when we run the Designing Health Missing Link ad during the show, I'll give you a missing link word or phrase of the day, and then that's your cue to pick up the phones, and whoever we talk to first that knows the word or phrase of the day wins their choice of missing link for your dog or cat friends. And you can choose a bag of the ultimate cat formula, or you can choose a bag of missing link for your dog friend, and you get to choose either the skin and coat formula or the hip and joint formula. And guess, I'm not going to tell you.
We could guess.
Yeah, you might be able to guess.
Yeah.
But until I tell you officially what the missing link word of the day is, you can't call in and win.
Just got to hang in there and listen.
And you must remember that station policy dictates you can't win a contest here on KNW more than once a month.
Of course, we just rolled into a new month.
Well, Well,
and I should also add that our crack Animal World Research Department has just determined that the next April Fool's Day on Sunday is in the year 2018. So really, it's just around the corner.
2018.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, our crack research department would be, we all know who. Pretty good, though. 2018. So what, we're 2000, that's 6 years away.
Yeah, piece of cake.
Yeah, we'll probably still be here.
I think that would be pretty cool if we were all still here in the year 2018.
Well, I'm in.
Yeah.
Are you in?
Yeah, I got nothing.
You going anywhere?
I got nothing else going on.
How about
on.
You, Kath? You going anywhere?
No. I'm in.
All right. Okay, so we'll see you in 6 years.
Okay.
It's a date.
Yep.
Don't be surprised, folks, though. We might pull a fast one on you. We're just warning you ahead of time.
That's right. You're on notice.
Yep. Okay, so anyway, we will be doing the Designing Health Missing Link giveaway sometime during the show today. And just a hint, I am for all of you, because I know not everybody sits and listens to the whole show start to finish every week. Although I'd like you to, I realize that you don't. And so some of you I know are here more in the first hour, the second hour, or the third hour. So what we're doing is rotating the Missing Link ad, and so it runs in a different hour of the show every week. So if you know what hour it ran in last week, you will know the possibility of the 2 hours it will run in this week. But I'm not telling you when it's running, because you have to pay attention. That's part of the deal.
My advice is just to keep on listening. We got a great show coming up today. So why not?
Do we?
No. We do.
It is the first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. And if you don't know, when I'm not here, I'm being an animal behavior therapist in training, and I work with and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes or over the phone to help them understand their animal friends and solve any behavior training or healing issues that they have. My expertise is primarily and foremost with dogs and cats, but a lot of what I teach applies to all animals, and it is open phone lines throughout the show today. Now, I do have stuff to talk to you about. I've got some announcements here. I've got a bunch of follow-up. I have a bunch of news to catch up on. I got a bunch of good news and all of that. So if you don't call me, you'll just have to listen to us chatter away. But if you do have a question, concern, want to talk to me about something related to animals, if it's behavior training or healing or just something related to animals in general, the phone lines are open and you may call at any time, because on the first Sunday of the month, when it is a behavior training and healing Sunday, your phone calls take priority. So you can interrupt at any time. Let me give you the phone numbers. You can write them down. And the phone lines will be open throughout the show today. 425-373-5527. Now, that's the local number, 425-373-5527. By the way, write these down for the Missing Link contest as well. 425-373-5527. And toll free, pretty much from wherever you're hearing the show, 1-888-298-KKNW, which translates to 888-298-5569. And then you can also send your question or comment to us via email. Always glad to hear from you that way. And our Animal World email address during the show, pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. The only thing you need to know about that is that it only works during the show, because, you know, Mike just doesn't have enough time to mess with it during the week.
And I also forget, but not during the show.
Yeah,
It's one of those four screens right now, so I will gladly accept your emails.
And so, and does it update and let you know whenever something comes in and all of that good stuff?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Cool.
I check in often, because we get some pretty good communications from our listeners, and we certainly appreciate that. Lots of, we get some news, we get questions, all sorts of things.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are very helpful when I need to know something, for sure. And, well, look at that. Speaking of that, phone's ringing. You're going to put Kathy to work right away. So we'll see what that's all about here before I get into more details of other things I need to talk about. But I'll let you know that I'm going to do some I've got some announcements here, some follow-up and announcements. Tip will run at 10 o'clock. And since next week, I believe, is, in fact, Easter, we will be running our Easter tip. And Aunt Martha getting on her soapbox saying, don't be bringing home those live baby bunnies and chicks and ducks unless you know really what you're doing and in for. And maybe we'll have time to talk about that a little bit today as well. And current events will happen about 10:55 today. It'll be towards the end of the second hour because there's not a lot new in the current events department. And if you want to check that out ahead of time, you can go to www.marthanorwalk.com and click on current events. And you'll find all the detail stuff there. And let's see. We might as well get rolling with some follow-up. Guess what I got to do yesterday, Mike?
I can't venture a guess, but do tell.
Well, I got to go visit the red Abyssinian kitten.
All right.
Potential red dragon G-Man's new body.
Very good.
And so I had my first visit, and I'm surprised. Had a surprise while I was there. And I... Because I was suspecting, well, we were planning on the specific litter that was Buzzy's mom's litter. And there are two red boys and a girl. But I'm only interested in, G-Man's only interested in a boy body. And you know, when you integrate groups of cats, you're potentially the best chance of everybody getting along as a group of neutered males. So I do that. Now I have one spayed female in my group. That's Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks, but she is the queen and she's the mom and she beats the you know what out of the little boys, so they grow up respecting her. So we're good with that. But everybody else is boys coming in, and the problem is that I wasn't real wild about the energy of these two boys. One of them has an umbilical hernia, which is not unusual. But I'd just as soon not have to repair that, you know, because that's an extra little surgical procedure when they're neutered if it still needs to be repaired. And I have somewhat of a concern with the way these you know, I have three ruddy boys under the age of a year, and they really rock and roll and play and wrestle. And I'm just concerned about a claw getting caught in the hernia or something like that, and not real anxious. And I didn't care for the energy of the other one. And so I was saying, you know, it was really, and then I found out that Buzzy's mom's daughter, her name is Daisy, Carmilla's daughter, Daisy, also coincidentally had a litter of two kittens just days apart of these, one ruddy who's already spoken for and one little red boy. So I said, well, why don't you bring that one out? Ah, connected with that one right away. So I think we're going to have a Daisy's boy. I'm going to go back again next Friday to meet them again. We didn't take photographs, and I'm not posting any photographs because not entirely sure which body is going to be G-Man's new body.
Now, you mentioned that a litter of two. Is that usual? That seems...
That's small.
Small, yeah.
And, you know, I don't think Abbeys are prone to having large litters. And it also, you know, because cats can become pregnant by multiple fathers. So it often depends on how many times the male breeds the female. And I don't know, I haven't questioned Andrea, the breeder, about this, how long she leaves the female in with the male or if she puts them in a number of times. So I'm not really sure what's up with that. And she might be a younger queen. I don't know a lot of details yet, but I will find out more towards the end of the week. I had to kind of get home and sit with it and talk to G-Man about it. But I think the Daisy kitten is going to be the one. But it's undecided at this point.
But sounds promising.
Yeah, yeah. And the red, the red is spectacular. Ooh, they are really gorgeous. All right. Well, let's see. How about that? I guess we'll see if I walk my talk here. But I told you, phone calls take priority. So before we get to any more follow-up or animals in the news, let's go out to Snohomish and talk to Jenny. Jenny, good morning. You're live on Animal World.
Well, good morning, Martha.
How are you doing?
Great. I have listened to you since I moved to this town, never been able to get through, and now I have a cat problem that is just awful.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you called me. And before we get into details, Mike, I need you to increase the volume a little bit in my headset. For some reason, I'm not hearing.
Oh, I'm on this cell phone, too.
There. Okay, now I can hear you much better.
Oh,
so that's good. Very good, Mike. Thank you. All right. So Jenny, so you've listened forever, huh?
Yep.
Well, cool.
Well, not forever. I've listened to you since probably about the time you got started, because I moved here in 88. And I worked a Sunday, and there you were. And ever since then, every Sunday I work, I listen.
Well, bless your heart. So tell me what's going on. You got a kitty problem? Is that?
I have three cats.
Okay.
And they're all adults. This one gray cat is the senior member. He's like 12 or 13. And all of a sudden, out of the blue.
Now, what's his name?
His name is Ares, the god of war.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Ares, and he's a big gray cat and about 12 to 13 years old, a neutered male?
A neutered male, neutered it really early.
Okay, and then you've got two other cats?
I have a big yellow tomcat that was neutered early that I adopted from a Vietnam vet. And then I have
What's that cat's name?
His name is Tom.
Tom, okay. And how old is Tom?
Tom is about four.
About four. And then you've got one other one.
And then I have a little female cat named Zoe that is about three now, that my sister raised from a nothing that fell out of its mama when she was running from some dogs, and the mama cat died, and her son-in-law brought her this cat and said, I couldn't let it die, so I brought it to you.
All right.
And she's just a little, she looks like a feral, but I don't know. She's just a tortoiseshell.
Okay, a little torty. All right, so what's going on? I think you were indicating that the problem might be with Ares.
The Ares is the problem, and we've watched him do it. He just poops wherever he chooses, and I have sprayed that cat scram stuff. He won't poop when I keep the cat scram down, but he'll go someplace where I have not sprayed and go poop. And it's, well, you know, cat stuff smells terrible, but it's just, it's on the fireplace, on the hearth of the fireplace,
uh-huh.
or under my sewing machine, or in my space, or up by the front door are his usual spots.
So we'd technically referred to this from a behavior standpoint, inappropriate defecation.
You are so right.
Okay, so he's not pooping in the cat box.
He remembers to urinate in the cat box.
Okay, well, so the first thing before we go anywhere else, the first thing you want to realize here, Jenny, is that it could be worse.
Oh.
Because if you had to pick a problem, is he peeing someplace he shouldn't, or is he pooping someplace he shouldn't? Poops are a whole lot easier to clean up than pees.
Lot easier to find.
Yeah. So all things considered, things could be worse. Now,
yes.
let's first of all, are these cats indoor-only models, or are they indoor-outdoor models?
They are indoor, allowed on the deck where it's glassed in.
Okay. And you said Ares is 12 to 13 years old. How long has this inappropriate defecation problem been going on?
A couple of months now.
Oh, only for 2 months?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that the bowel movements are firm and formed and they're normal?
Well, it depends.
Or are they not?
Sometimes part of it is a big old hard thing, and other times it's partially kind of watery or soft, putty-looking stuff.
Okay. Well, now, see, with inconsistent consistency of the stool, sometimes they're a little hard, sometimes they're a little watery. That can indicate that there's some kind of physical problem going on.
Okay.
And when there is, sometimes having a bowel movement is difficult. When you say that sometimes it's really hard. Well, that would indicate a little constipation, perhaps, and it can be hard, you know, if you've ever been constipated, it's hard to go when you are. And if part of it is loose, sometimes that, you know, you get a crampiness or it doesn't feel good to go. And with cats, if it doesn't feel good to go, sometimes they associate the pain with the litter box. And this can be with urinary tract problems as well as bowel movement problems. Now, also, if there's a little bit of constipation going on, it's hard to get it out. Sometimes they have to, you know, and I've just got to discuss this frankly, you guys. So if you're eating breakfast or something, close your ears. You know, if you got to go and there's a constipation situation and it's hard, well, sometimes you got to squat and they push and they have to move around and they can't really do that in the cat box. Now, the other thing is that we have to then be a little concerned about the relationship between Aries and Tom and Zoe, the other two cats, because when you are squatting to poop in the animal world, you're vulnerable to attack. So does
the boss cat.
Aries is the boss cat? Okay, good. Okay, so we don't have Tom, like, sneaking around a corner and pouncing on him or something.
No, no. Uh-oh, I'm going to have to move on because a policeman is behind me.
Oh, you're in a car.
I'm in the car, and I pulled over to talk on the phone.
Okay. Well, we're here for 3 hours, you know.
I will call you back.
So how about you deal with the police, and you call us back, and we'll pick up where we left off.
Okay.
That sound good?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, think good thoughts for you, Jen. Hey, tell him to turn on Animal World. He should be listening. Okay? All right. God bless. Bye-bye. Let's all think good thoughts for Jenny. I don't think I've ever had that happen.
That's got to be a first.
Yeah. So you see, don't we do live radio real good, don't we?
Well, I'm dying to hear what the story is, so I really hope Jenny calls
and
back.
And obviously I can't go on with the explanations of what might be going on. It's because Jenny won't hear it because she's talking to the cop.
She got something else on her plate right now.
I don't mean to laugh about that, but yeah.
What are the odds?
Live radio.
But the important thing that she did say is that she was not driving and talking on her cell phone.
She pulled over. That is a good thing. So he might be checking to see if there's something wrong. She said, yeah, my cat's not pooping in the cat box. I got to call Martha, so leave me alone.
So we'll get them both on. We'll get the officer on and Jenny too.
Yeah. How cool is that? Oh, that's so funny.
May have gained a new listener.
You never know. And now, it does give me an opportunity, though, before I carry on with, follow-up and that kind of stuff, to let you know that on these first Sundays of the month, when I take behavior training and healing calls, I don't handle it like a lot of other talk shows do. First of all, we're not just here for an hour, and I don't do slam dunk radio. I can't stand it when, you only get one question or, we assume that the listening audience has the attention span of a grapefruit, so we can't talk to somebody for more than 2 to 3 minutes at a time. If you take the time to call me and you have a problem with your animal, I will take the time that it needs to deal with you, and I will address as much as I can, especially when it is a problem like this, which is one of the most common behavior issues with cats, is cat boxes. And whether you use them or not, that's one of the most common behavior problems. So I will spend whatever time it is necessary to talk you through what's going on. We might have some fun with it, too, along the way, especially if a cop pulls you over, So
it's always interesting here on Animal World.
Yeah.
Just never know. This is a good one.
Yeah, so we're putting we're not pooping in the cat box issue on the table for the moment, the back burner, and we will continue on with other stuff. And when phone's ringing again, perhaps we'll be ready to go. Now, I do want to tell you though, and I'll take the time here because we'll see if that is Jenny again. I've got wonderful news that Dr. Al Pluckner, who is the veterinarian that discovered Pluckner syndrome, the endocrine immune imbalance, and, of course, who we featured here on Animal World for probably a good 6 years, every Sunday on Vet Sunday on Animal World. His first book being Pets at Risk from Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. That book is still available through the publisher at newsagepress.com. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you really need to read that book. But Dr. Al's latest book is hot off the presses. I have my review copy in my hand. It is called 50 Years of Healing, Dr. Pluckner's Perspective on a Half Century of Curing Animals Many Had Given Up On, and it is available on Amazon.com. Now, I just received it a couple of days ago, and I have not been able to complete reading the whole book. I'm looking at my bookmark here, and I would say I'm two-thirds of the way through it. There is really some wonderful stuff in here, particularly a whole chapter written by Dr. Al that describes his life, early life and upbringing, and a lot of some of the stories I dragged out of him on the radio in interviews, but I didn't get this much detail, and it's really wonderful to know all the background. A lot more discussion on the endocrine immune imbalance and some really fabulous case histories. And I'm going to say overall what I've read so far is excellent. I will say there's one thing that I'm really concerned about in here, and I haven't had a chance to speak to him about, and I don't know if he knows something that I don't know. One thing I disagree with him, and we've had this discussion on the air, so he knows that I disagree with him on that, and it doesn't have to do with the endocrine immune imbalance. He discusses some other things. And then there's something else that I don't think he explains well enough that you wouldn't have a question about it so far. But I haven't finished the whole book, so I don't know. But overall, it is excellent. I still think you need to start with the Pets at Risk book for all the details about the endocrine immune imbalance. But by all means, get on Amazon.com and order 50 Years of Healing by Dr. Al Pluckner, because even the pictures on the book are cool. And it looks like Jenny's back, so she must have taken care of that policeman. Let's head back out to Snohomish. Jenny, are you back?
I am back.
And hopefully you don't have a ticket or something.
No, it was a wellness check. It was a female alone in a car off to the side of I-5, and he just wanted to make sure I wasn't having car trouble.
See, I told you. I thought he was pulling just to check and see if she was okay.
Yeah.
And the best part was,
don't tell me I'm not psychic.
Turns off the window up and down for kid safety, and I couldn't figure out how to open the window.
So did you tell him you were talking to Martha about your cat not pooping in the cat box?
I said, I want you to go listen to Martha Norwalk, and she's talking about how to fix the cat pooping problem.
That's
and he laughed, which was good.
Well, hopefully he turned us on, because we want to thank you for checking on our Jenny.
Yeah.
And understanding she's doing the right thing, talking on her cell phone. She pulled over. She's not, and are you punching your cell phone at us? Because we're hearing little beeps.
Oh, it hit my cheek. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so we will continue on. Jenny has a 12 to 13-year-old cat. His name is Aries, and he, for a couple of months, has been pooping everywhere but in the cat box. He's still urinating in the cat box, but he's not pooping in the cat box. We got as far as knowing that his relationship with the other two cats is very good and that he's the boss cat, so we don't have to be concerned that he's not getting in the box because he feels vulnerable. But we've established that the consistency of the stools is not consistent all the time, that sometimes they're hard and sometimes they're runny.
That's correct.
So that means we've got an intestinal tract issue going on.
Oh, okay.
And very likely it's uncomfortable for him to go. And I've already explained that what cats will do with that, often they will associate the discomfort or pain with urinating or defecating with the cat box. So they get out of it thinking that that's the problem. Of course, it isn't, but it can take a while to get them back going there. So the first thing I want to know is how long has it been since Aries has been to the vet and been checked out?
I took him in January because he had a skin issue. He had a flea, and he took all the fur off his belly. So I took him in, got him a shot. Done him, really good with the Advantage, and he's not taking his fur off. And he seems content. He's his old usual self, sleeping as lord of the house wherever he wants to.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I'll tell you, and, coincidentally, of course, there are no coincidences, folks. What was I talking about when Jenny wasn't listening? I was telling you I was telling you that Dr. Al Pluckner's new book is out.
Oh, I heard that part.
Okay. Well, what you're describing with an older cat, with the endocrine immune imbalance that Dr. Pluckner has discovered, we now call the Pluckner syndrome. You're either born with it. This is genetic. It is acquired sometime during life due to emotional or chemical toxic exposure, or it happens as a result of old age. You are describing some of the more classic symptoms, like the skin issues and the pulling the hair. Mm-hmm. And now we follow up with inconsistent bowel movements, sometimes hard, sometimes runny, not using the box. Very likely, Aries is moving into the Pleckner syndrome.
So that means
blood testing to diagnose and then hormone replacement therapy to solve the problem. Now, did you listen? You said you've listened for many years. Did you listen to the shows, the Vet Sundays with Dr. Al Pleckner?
You know, and I cannot remember what he said about what, you know, all of the things. Because I am a nurse and I do home visits, so I'm in and out of the car.
Okay.
And I've missed stuff.
But so you did listen and know a little bit about Dr. Pleckner?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for anybody, for Jenny and for anybody else that's listening that doesn't. Now, I just said again, I'm going to say right now, I think you need to get online, Jenny, and you need to order his first book.
Yeah, I will.
That you go to the publisher's website, which is www.newsagepress, New Sage Press, S-A-G-E Press. .com. And look for the book, scroll down for Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic by Dr. Al Pleckner. It's a paperback. It's relatively inexpensive. I think it's like $13.95. But have the publisher send it to you ASAP.
Will do.
So you can read and learn about the Pleckner syndrome. Okay. Then you can also get on Amazon.com and order Dr. Al's new book, 50 Years of Healing, because there's a lot more detail about the Pleckner syndrome in the new book. But the basics are in Pets at Risk. Okay?
I will do that.
Now.
Alrighty.
That's what I think is most likely underlying the problem. Now, the other issue with that is that most veterinarians don't know about it.
Mm-hmm. I have a really good guy that listens to me when I go in.
Right. And anybody can do the blood test, the EI1 endocrine immune panel, but it has to be sent to a special lab in Texas because there's only one lab in the country that's doing these tests and accurately. And then, pardon me?
EI1?
Yeah, it's called an EI1. It's talked about it in the book. What I would recommend, I mean, you can certainly ask your vet, and if he listens to you, you can say you talk to Martha. She thinks this is underlying the problems that Aries has been having. I want to have my cat tested. And you can use Dr. Al's line. It never hurts to test them. But it's possible your vet may not be comfortable in doing the hormone replacement therapy. Or he might not want to run the test. Either way, we are fortunate because Dr. Al did my show for so many years. We have a veterinarian in the area not too far away from you, Jenny, who is one of the best at diagnosing and treating the Pleckner syndrome. And that's Dr. Bill Burlingame. And he's at Quilceda Veterinary Clinic in Marysville.
Okay.
So you could just go straight into Dr. Bill, talk to him about it, test Aries, and get started. We could transfer it all back to your vet. Or if your vet was interested and wanted to learn about it, and he wanted to do the testing and then the replacement therapy if it's necessary, Dr. Bill would be happy to coach him.
Okay.
You know, so that's probably what's going on. And it may be, Jenny, that unless we diagnose and treat the underlying Pleckner syndrome, that we won't get him consistently using the box again. But there's a whole lot more that could be involved as well. So have you got a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Then we're going to put you on hold so that because I can feel Mike, like, we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And he's absolutely right, because without them, there's no us. So if I want to be able to talk to you, we have to take care of them. So you hold on while we take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come back and finish up on everything else you need to know. Okay, folks, so stay tuned. More talk about why cats don't poop in the cat box. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, right up the street from Dr. Bill and Quilceta Veterinary Clinic, by the way. Or you can call them at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KTNW.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with me here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Sure do love that snappy music, Mike, and the Martha ad that we just played. So listen to that music, folks. It's really snappy.
It's special.
It is. And speaking of that, those clouds are coming. We have more sunshine down here. It's looking kind of special outside.
Looking
too.
Pretty good.
That's nice. All right, we're going back to Jenny in Snohomish, whose cat is not pooping in the cat box. And you'll have to listen to the archives if you've missed the call so far, because I'm going to pick up where I left off. But speaking of the audio archives, Jenny?
Yeah.
If you want to know more about the Pleckner syndrome and hear Dr. Al, you can go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. On the home page, kind of lower right-hand corner, there's a link to the audio archives. Okay. And that's where our shows are archived. And actually, when we started archiving shows, the very first one was Vet Sunday with Dr. Al. And now I just gave, we're having to dump a bunch of, because we've got years of shows on there, and having to make some room on the website. So we're taking some of the ones down. But I'm having Rhonda at Indigo Dog save all the Vet Sundays with Dr. Al on the archives. So you can go back to my audio archives, scroll down to the very bottom. You will get, the first show that there is a Vet Sunday with Dr. Al. And then there was like a Vet Sunday with Dr. Al a bunch more times that are in the archives. So you can listen to him on the online if you want to, okay?
Will do.
All right. Now, so the next thing I want to know, since your kitties are indoor only, and you've got three of them, sometimes there can be issues with not using the boxes for other reasons. And the biggest reasons that cats don't use their litter box for peeing or pooping are they're not big enough, they aren't clean enough, they aren't convenient or safe.
Okay. I have three boxes. Two of them are those electric boxes that are uncovered, so they're, can get in and out easy.
Uh-huh.
And they are clean all the time. I change them every morning. And then I have one that's
when you say the electric one, that means that the thing scoops it automatically? Okay. Just an FYI, I've had to do a couple of counseling sessions with cats that were using those electronic cat boxes, and the cat box malfunctioned and went off while the cat was in it. Well, you think the cat's going to use it after that again? No. So we had to do some behavior therapy to get them using cat boxes again. I don't think that's what's going on with your guy, but at least we know two of those boxes are clean all the time and open.
And the third one, I scoop every morning before I leave.
Okay. Now, general rule of thumb when you have multiple cats is one box per cat plus one.
Oh.
Until you get to so many cats, but you don't. But technically, with three cats, you ought to have four cat boxes. You need a box on every floor of the house. And you're cleaning good enough. Sometimes the issue, especially with not pooping in the box, especially with an older cat, because the older they get, the more contortions their physical body has to go through in order to have a bowel movement. And sometimes it's uncomfortable in a smaller box. And so the only research project that I know of that the results they came up with were the ideal measurements for a cat box was, first of all, no lids, no liners, and they should be 28 by 30 inches. And that's really huge.
That's huge.
Right. Now, no cat box people make boxes that big, but my favorite cat boxes are the mortar mixing tubs you can get at Home Depot. And they're big plastic black, and they're about the same, size or shape as cat boxes, but one of them is 28 by 32 inches. It's not quite the same measurements, but it's really big. Mm-hmm. And so you can get away with not as many boxes, or you might want to add just one really large one if you have the space to do that. And the mortar mixing tubs come in two sizes. There's a smaller size and a larger size. The smaller size is bigger than most regular cat boxes, but the large size is 28 by 32, and it's really a great size and solves a lot of inappropriate elimination problems for cats. And then you scoop and stir at least once or twice a day to keep it clean. But with those larger boxes, they can go on one side and one end, and then the other end is still usable for them or the other cats. And so that can be very good.
I can sure do that one.
Okay. Now, the last possibility here, and again, Jenny, intuitively, my sense, and just from listening to your story, I think we've pretty much already covered the reason. I think your cat is probably moving into the Pluckner imbalance as being older in age, and with all the skin problems and allergy stuff that he had, that would be the first sign. And then this inconsistent consistency in the bowels, because one thing that goes with the Pluckner syndrome is the IgA antibody, which protects mucous membranes, and that means the intestinal tract and the integrity of the intestinal tract tanks. So I think that's the underlying thing going on here. What question, Kathy, about the cat boxes? Are they cheaper than regular litter boxes? Was that you?
No, I was just going to say those boxes that you were talking about at Home Depot, they're cheaper than litter boxes.
Right, yeah, because I didn't mention it, but they are really cheap. The smaller one's like $4 or $5, and even the big one is like $11 or $12. But they're much cheaper than formal cat boxes. Mm-hmm. Very, very likely with the symptoms you're describing, it's a Pluckner syndrome thing. And once you get him diagnosed and his hormones stabilized, the integrity of the intestinal tract will come back, his stools will get normal, and he'll get back to using the cat box. Now, the other thing I'll tell you, you mentioned, cat poops stink like crazy. I'll tell you they do, but I'll tell you an answer to that is cats that eat a raw food diet only, their poop don't stink. How do you like that?
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you feed them that's raw food?
Well, I feed a commercially produced raw food. I feed a formula from Natural Pet Pantry in Burien, and they deliver free to your home once a month, or you can pick it up at local pet stores that carry raw food. I also feed Raw Instincts, which I really like their formulas, and I feed the rabbit and the venison and the chicken formulas of the Raw Instinct. But anyway, raw food diet, it really, really, really cuts down on the odor of poops. But that's a sidetrack. The last thing I want to mention before we run out of time here in this hour is that, you know, in the last couple Martha Sundays, or the last few, I've been teaching since the first of the year, the communicating with animals and the human-to-animal transference. Mm-hmm. And Mike and Kathy, you'll remember. Do anybody remember what inappropriate bowel movements means related to the human-to-animal transference?
I'm guessing anger.
No, that's urine. That's being PO'd.
That's okay. Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. No. So basically, Jenny, if you didn't hear the teaching of this, you want to listen in the archives to the first Sunday of January and the first Sunday of February. The second and third hours of those shows have the teaching about all of this. But the bottom line is that when our animals have problems, it isn't just the animals. They pick up, process, reflect back the suppressed emotional energy of what's going on with their humans. And inappropriate bowel movements on an emotional level are connected to grief, sadness, disappointment, and often abandonment issues. Now, those emotional issues can be going on for the cat, but they'll also be going on for the human. So what you want to look at, Jenny, especially since this has been going on for the last couple months, and you don't have to fess up to this on the air, but you need to know it so you can move through it, is did anything happen just prior to this behavior starting that would be continuing that might cause you to feel grief, sadness, disappointment, or abandonment stuff?
No.
So nothing.
Everything has been totally stable.
Okay, with you.
With me, with the other person in the house.
Okay. And what about the cat? Has anything changed with your schedules and the attention he gets and all of that would have him grieving or feeling abandoned?
Now, there's the issue. I have not been at home as much.
Okay.
But that all changes this week.
All right. Now, you need to, you're going to be busy listening to Animal World. You've got to listen to the first Sunday of January, the second and third hour, because you need to explain this to Aries. You talk to him out loud in English. Imagine it in your mind. He'll get the pictures in your mind. Feel what you're feeling. Apologize to him. Explain that you've been working really hard. And you tell him you work hard because you get paid money and you go to the store and buy him food and good stuff. And so it's important that you work. But you're sorry that you haven't been able to spend as much time with him. Yeah, but you are going to do your best to make it up to him. And then after how many days and nights, it's going to change and you'll be home more. So they're like little kids. They want to know what's going on for them. So explain to him what's going on and do your best to have some special Aries time. But keep him informed as to when your schedule's going to change and you'll be around more. And everybody be aware, when your schedules change and you can't do the normal things you do with your animal friends, they're very much creatures of habit, explain to them why. And what's going on? They'll cooperate when they understand. Does that make sense, Jenny?
Perfect sense.
All right.
In my work, I preach this all the time. Talk to your animals about what's going on so they don't grieve.
Yeah.
And Lord, I missed it myself.
Okay, you start walking your talk, Jenny, and you start listening to the archives. You can call me off the air if you need to. Otherwise, the first Sunday of next month, call us back and let us know what's going on, okay?
Will do.
All right. Thanks for your call, Jenny. Bye-bye. All righty. There you go. See, I will spend the time it takes to cover all the bases so all of you get the help that you need. We are going to close out this first hour of Animal World. You're going to hear all about Easter and bunnies, chicks, and ducks and that sort of stuff. We'll come back. And if nobody's waiting to talk to us on the phone, then we'll get into follow-up animals in the news and the good news about animals. But phone lines are open for the rest of the show. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.